From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the world tries to decide what to do next after a new North Korean nuclear test. North Korea says it has successfully conducted a test of a hydrogen bomb meant to be placed on an intercontinental ballistic missile. The announcement was made on state television, which also said no radiation had been released into the atmosphere during the test. Yonhap News TV quoted the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff as saying a 5.6 magnitude artificial earthquake was detected in the area of the test. The quake magnitude was later revised to 6.3. South Korean President Moon Jae-in immediately convened a meeting of his National Security Council. A strongly worded reaction also came from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He said if North Korea has gone head-to-head with a nuclear test, this is absolutely not acceptable and we will have to strongly protest. Question now being posed is, after numerous sanctions placed on Pyongyang, what can the world now do with North Korea after the latest test? That's the question I posed to VOA senior White House correspondent Steve Herman.
That is really the question, because over the decades, everything short of a resumption of a Korean War has been tried. There have been negotiations and deals made with North Korea. There have been many, many rounds of sanctions by various countries and the United Nations as well, UN resolutions, condemnations, all sorts of diplomatic protests.
So it remains to be seen, says Herman, what will be done. Make sure you stay with us here on VOA for all the latest information. This is VOA News.